It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
This thing figured out here, Sam.
Well, I'm for that, Jesse.
For what, Sam?
Well, we're going to study the business here, Leon. See what makes it tick. See how the money's made. See how we can get more time off.
No, Sam, we are not going to see how to get more time off. We're going to see how we can get this thing to make a profit.
Well, that's right. Leon, we're going to make a profit.
Well, lots of businesses do that, don't they?
Well, Sam, we are the only gas station I know about that can't find customers.
Uncle Steve says Sam won't clean his windshield.
Well, he ain't got no windshield.
Yeah, he has. He got a new one about a year ago.
He used to be a regular customer by
now. Well, it ain't my fault, Jesse. I always clean the windshields with the water hose, you know, and I never noticed that he didn't have no windshield.
Aunt Racist nearly drowned
him. Well, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, nothing's ever your fault.
Aunt Racist says it's Uncle Sage's fault.
Oh, it don't make no difference about fault. The truth is, we lost a good customer because Sam watered down a customer's wife instead of his windshield.
Trucks that don't have no windshield ought to have a sign on them saying, no windshield.
And a sign on the wife saying, wife.
Well, I can see we need to make up a sign for you two to wear saying, dangerous when awake.
Well, yeah, that'd be dangerous when awake. Now, that's funny, Jesse. He talking about us, Leon.
He is.
Now, that is funny, Sam. About as funny as standing around here without any customers all morning or a customer's wet wife.
Customer's wet wife. Now, that's funny.
Efficiency expert I hired said that when we don't have a customer, well, we ought to be working here to improve the delivery of our services.
The delivery of your services?
Now, has that expert ever worked in a gas station?
Or watered down customers' wife?
Well, I don't know, Sam. But
I bet he ain't never set fire to a hay truck that is gassing up.
Leon, that was an accident.
All this is beside the point.
Does that feller sweep his office while he's waiting for another gas station owner to advise?
Now, that's a good question.
I don't know, Sam.
I'm going to take a nap while you find out.